Dude, what is Monster saying to me, man? If you spell incorrectly, you're spelling it correctly.
That doesn't make any sense.
I'm guessing if he says, like, I guess technically, if you're spelling correctly and you're trying to spell incorrectly, technically, yeah, but I could also spell it like INNCCOOREECCTTLLYY, and then it would be wrong and not correct.
He put my mind in a pretzel.
Dude, understand. Why is he mind pretzelist right at the start of the show?
I don't know. It throws off my game.
Don't work. Hey, Menace, what's up, man?
So much game to bring tonight.
What's up, man? Menace, Monster, good to see y'all. Menace, were you streaming earlier? Let me ask you a personal question. Why? All right, end of questions. Okay. So, hey, man, what's up? How you doing? Does it feel like it's been 6 years since we did a show?
Yeah, it has.
It does to me.
Long. I don't know why.
Did you wear a mask Saturday night?
No, I didn't go. Thank fucking God.
Did you see all the photos of Pinella wearing masks?
And
did you know he updated his Twitter and Instagram profile photo to be him in his masquerade mask?
Mm-hmm.
I'm sad, dude. So could you guess what? Chicken butt. We purging Saturday night? What's purge mean? Or like, are we burning down? If that's on the docket, let's do it. We hat boys today. Look at us, dude. We're good. Look good. Killing fools?
Oh, you heard mask. I'm assuming he thinks purge.
Oh, no. It's a masquerade ball. Way more gay.
Yeah. From what I saw, the pictures of it, it looked very gay. So, out of all the things at this place that you could take a picture of, right?
So, I would like to clear, that's not a negative connotation. It's more alluding to the fact that he is gay, but he won't come out of the closet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's very metrosexual, is that the term?
Yeah, I think the term is homosexual. I think that's the term. The J-Bar, it doesn't
asexual?
Work here, all right?
I think he's asexual.
Asexual means doesn't have sex.
Right. He only has sex with himself.
I think asexual means...
Oh, man, it just gets me rock hard! Basement, you need to stop giving
Stop
money.
Giving us... Basement! Stop wasting your money!
Yeah.
27 months! Wasted!
Oh, shit, you got a new camera, too. Look at you.
Yeah, man, yeah.
Where are you getting all this stuff from?
Dude, that's none of your business.
You open a credit card?
No, people send it to me.
They send it to you?
Yeah. Imagine paying for this content. I know, dude. It's sad. Hey, Basement, what's up, man? I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing good. I got a mustache. And it's connecting
credit
to this bit, like
chat.
Right here.
Yeah, I got a new credit card. It's the Chat Manhattan Bank. It's great, dude. It's great. There's no hype trades on here. We don't want people to give us money, so stop. J-Bar, the PC thing does not work, okay?
What is the Hink Hank?
Dude, there's a lot of inside jokes that come from my stream that are now happening in chat.
I want to know
And you can't
what the
catch
hink?
Up. There's just too many of them.
Did he miss Hink Hank?
No, Hink Hank is correct. No, Hink Hank is correct. And then there's a very long Hank.
What's a Hink Hank?
It doesn't matter, dude.
I want to know.
It's too bad.
I can't tune in.
You can.
No, I can't.
You can.
I absolutely cannot.
You absolutely can.
No, I can't.
You could if you wanted.
I could, and then I'll eventually get caught and get fired.
No, you wouldn't.
Yeah.
No, you're too valuable.
No.
No. You're too valuable.
Mm-mm.
Also, you'd love that. Unemployment.
For a little bit.
What do you think of when J-Bar puts hashtag MasterRaceSeth into the chat? What does that make you think of?
White power?
Yeah, exactly. Stop using that hashtag.
At least it's not Master Race Z Swigs, because that could be any Seth. But if it's Z Swigs, it's pretty specific.
Why are you giving him ideas? Stop it. Stop it. Basement Brain and you are lost right now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hink Hank. I like the name, whatever it is.
Try to say it like a horn.
Hink Hank.
Yeah, see, what's that sound like to you?
A train.
There you go, man. You got it.
It's part of the hype train.
The hype
business.
Train, man.
Hink Hank.
Yeah, it takes three events to kick off a hype train. First event that starts, I play a horn. It goes Hink Hank. And the second one goes Hank. And there's just big Hank in chat. And then the third one that starts. So
Your community is strange.
It's great, dude.
It's great, I'm sure, but it's different.
If we make a hype train happen here, will you dance?
Absolutely not.
At least finally he's honest, dude. Yeah, no. String longer than an hour and I might be back? No. Thank you. Basic Braid, how's life been, man? I feel like I haven't seen you in forever. I feel like we share a connection, you know, because he lives here.
Yeah.
In this terrible, horrible place.
I have
place.
To deal with this shithole.
You know? It's like...
He's not around.
I don't think it's allowed... I don't think it's allowed to make this comment. I don't think I'm allowed to do it. But, it's like if I went to Vietnam.
Mm-hmm.
Let's say we both went to Vietnam.
I feel like you're starting off on a bad note.
That's gonna. I started saying it's. I'm not allowed to say this.
Mm-hmm.
Remember, like if we both went to Vietnam, like me, you, Bash, Pinella went to Vietnam,
shot a Vietnam movie, and then interacted.
No,
with
we're not in a movie. We're actually soldiers
Vietnamese
in a Vietnam.
Members.
Okay, and we're like walking through like the jungle.
Yeah, and then there's a fucking landmine. It blows up our director.
It blows up Pinella.
Okay.
And because of that, you know, we get all mad. Because now who's going to carry our stuff?
But we think it's fake.
No, it's not Tropic Thunder. It's not Tropic Thunder.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like he's a veteran.
Oh, Basement.
Yes.
Okay.
I feel like he shares the same PTSD we share.
Yeah. Because we have to suffer through this hell.
Yes, exactly.
Piece of shit that could.
This place is horrible, but he says he's been traveling, so it's not as bad. Flaming Dragon! You know, another thing that this Stream Deck does is it plays audio clips on a touch of a button.
Saucy!
But I only have two clips on it, that one and this.
I can't believe this was in an actual movie.
Yeah.
It's much better watching it happen than just listening to it.
I disagree. There it was. It's called Money Pit. The Money Pit is the name of the movie that is stolen from. And it happens when Tom Hanks' bathtub falls down through the floor and he just stands there and he laughs, you know.
That's a great laugh.
Would it be bad if I shared a vid with you guys? I mean, as long as it's not from the hub, please give us content. Is it okay with you if I change out of this hat?
Yeah.
I feel like it covers most of my face.
And it's also really weird to have two dudes in a hat.
Well, what if I put on my Peaky Blinders hat?
What's that one?
I got a new hat. Peaky Blinders hat. Can I put it on?
Sure.
Okay.
What the fuck is a Peaky? You got a fedora?
No.
Is it a bowler? It's a bowler.
It ain't a bowler.
It's a bowler hat. Peaky Blinders is the sheet. It doesn't have a brim?
It doesn't have a brim.
Oh, that's a... what is the style of the hat?
Derby.
Derby hat?
I don't know.
No, it's a...
This is much better. See, now people can see my face. And the best part is, I put it on backwards. I'm Date Mike.
Nice to meet me. I saw this fucking pictures on Facebook today of some person who decorated their bathroom in the theme of The Office.
Yeah?
Great. So many.
How do you decorate your bathroom?
Oh, they had The Office, you know, like the title card.
Okay.
Thing on the front of the door.
Okay.
You walk in, their shower curtains, a big advertisement, like vintage text, Shroot Farms logo.
Okay.
They have like three shelves behind the toilet, and it had like one of them was all of Michael's desk toys. Like
wow,
the ball that goes up and down, and then a Dundee, and then two books, and like the first season. Oh, I can't remember the rest. There was like a...
I mean, the toys is enough.
Like a sandwich board, you know, where you put letters on. And you can
okay.
Rearrange
yeah.
Yeah, it was a. I feel God in this Chili's tonight. Quote from Pam.
That's something that's been said. Oh, is this Basement's band, dude?
Where you at?
Phil Olick music.
Wait, have we talked about this? Is Basement the drummer?
Yeah. I mean, I don't know if we've talked about it, but...
I didn't know he drummed.
I mean, I know he's not a lady, and I know he's not white, so that would make him the drummer. What's your name mean?
I'm sorry.
Yasmin Nur?
It's not fair.
That might be her name.
You think they wrote this song about us, like when they watch our show? That would explain the title, right? Okay, it's Dave Becker. Got it.
I called that shit.
Dude, you did. She's a pretty good singer, actually.
The lyrics are way more grungy than the actual style of music that's being played.
See, I would say the opposite.
Really?
Yeah. I feel like her voice is way more... It's almost like a throwback. Like, it feels like almost like an early 90s vibe.
It feels like more up and, like, you know, dance kind of...
I don't care about Sparrow Strap. Put it on Basement Brain. Zoom in. Zoom.
That dude's stash is mean, though. Basement, you gotta learn, like, some stick tricks and stuff.
I'm so glad Basement looks normal. I really...
Going ham in the background.
I know that Basement, like, probably really likes that guy, but, like... I'm really upset by that guy's sweater. I know that he paid like $80 for that at a secondhand store. Well, he's just got that hipster. What's wrong with Wichita?
Well, yeah, it's,
is he from here?
Like, none of what I'm saying is trying to be mean. I'm just critiquing something I'm looking at. You got like goth chick up in the front. Then you got I need a coffee shop.
I don't think she's
now.
A goth chick. She looks
piercing.
Very normal.
She's got piercings. She's got black eyeshadow. Black everything that's goth. And then you got Basement back there looking like he just hopped off the work train. He's normal as shit.
The work train. Basement, I hope unpack that for me, brother. I don't know what that means at all. I just don't like him because I don't like hipsters. And don't like him's too strong. I just react negatively to his style. Because I know he wouldn't like me, and it's a defense mechanism. He's not playing now. I'm disgusted. Do a solo or something, Basement? That mustache pretty much says hipster. All right, I don't care what you say. You know, speaking of our people who are in music. Do you remember John Moonshine?
No.
He hasn't been here for a long time.
Oh, a streamer?
No. Not a streamer.
I mean a viewer?
Yes.
John Moonshine. Maybe. A little bit.
He has a band, too. They're coming to Wichita in a little bit. I meant to tell you this like a couple weeks ago.
Oh, shit.
Listen to his band. This blew my mind. And
was it Luke Bryan knocking
boots? It's not Luke Bryan, although that would be sweet. Where's that? I gotta find him.
Jesus.
Look, I listen to a lot of music, man. Don't judge
Apparently.
Me.
Apparently.
I think this is too far back, but... Yeah, because there's Dominic the Donkey. Okay, where is his music? I added it to my library.
That came from within.
Dude, I'm very upset.
Can you just search him?
It's this band. It's this band. He is a chatter, and he's also
minimalist.
He's also the lead singer of this band.
Minimalist.
I think it's minimalist. Minmelst.
Minmelst.
It's Minmelst.
Minmelst.
I don't remember which song he wanted me to play. I think it was this one. I don't remember. I'm just playing the first song of their album. It's just, everyone was like, everyone in my chat was mocking me because I was blown away that he was in this band. I think you'll agree when you actually, they actually get to this song proper.
Not ready for screaming.
I wasn't either. Yeah, he's the lead singer, yeah. Yeah, he screams and he sings, and then the drummer provides backing vocals, is why I told him. Like, this is like, this sounds like something you'd listen to.
Production is pretty good, yeah. This is very, like, Under Oath-ish.
Yeah, I dig this stuff.
What's that, Me Without You?
Nah, they're not like that. I think their drummer's really good, too. It's more like I like the kick. Well-produced kick. The engineering on that kick drum.
Bro, D-Gent.
I love it. So that's him singing. What? It's just weird to me that he's a person that we've spoke to. Because generally the people I speak to, I don't feel like have this type of talent, you know? It's pretty good, right?
I'd listen to that.
It's weird.
I want to see Basement's other song, though.
No, you don't get to, because you want to see it. Something more grungy. Basement, I was very happy with what you sent me beforehand, okay? But I do prefer not being able to see people. Get to hear a little bit of Basement flex his muscles, dude.
That's a heavy riff.
Pretty good, dude. Take me down where you want to. The rest of us are subpar. That's not what I mean. I'm still mad Basement wasn't up in there. He should be more front and center. Record this locally, because whoever recorded this needs to turn up the vocal. Unless she likes it this way.
I thought. Oh, there's a fucking breakdown, later.
Dude, a breakdown.
You got me high.
Scott Spriggs. Is he related to Scott Storch? I don't know Scott Spriggs. It's well mic'd. I don't like the mix. Her vocals are too low.
The guitar's
they bleed.
A little loud, I think.
Yeah. Well, I think the guitar's a good volume. I feel like her voice is muddled by it.
Yeah.
But maybe that's what they want.
The vocals a little bit.
That's what they might be what they want.
It's catchy.
It is. It is pretty good. I mean, that he said he's going on tour. Like, no Jamoke can just go on tour. Like, basically, you have to, like, quit your job and stuff for that, dude?
I'm feeling this, man. This is a good one.
You want to mosh, dude?
We can at one of the shows.
He's just taking paid time off. Nice, dude. I love it. It's got to be coming up, man. It's got to be coming up.
Breakdown.
This is where you start getting the razor blades in your knuckles. That's pretty tough, dude.
That's pretty good.
I like it.
Fuck people with talent.
Dude, it's like, okay, here's what I mean. Like, I feel like in my, like, I'm very jaded. Like, the problem is, like, all of the people I run into are either talented broadcasters or content creators or artists.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, when I see something that's not that, I'm like, whoa, that person can do something.
Having a band is hard.
Like, that no one I know can do. Yeah, that's what I mean.
That's three adults with three adult schedules having to work around all that shit.
And going on tour, man.
Mm-mm.
Have to spend, like, time in a van.
Like, Jordan's super fucking talented.
Who?
Jordan.
I don't
but
know.
He ain't gonna do anything.
I saw that mask, man.
I didn't see his.
Give me you know what? I'm not going to show you.
I don't want to know.
It would ruin it for you. Yeah. You know, just go on with he's talented. You know,
he is on guitar. Let me just right
okay,
there.
That's and fine. Singing. Candy. I got it pulled up, Menace. It's there. All right, we got it. Don't worry, I got it. Do you know what the Candyman is?
Candyman.
Candyman.
It's a movie.
That's how I say it. Yeah. So you do know what it is. Do you know it's an old movie too?
It sounds old. So yeah.
Sounds old. Why does it sound old?
I don't know. I feel like I've heard it when I was younger or something.
Well, I mean, it's an old movie, so.
That would make sense then, wouldn't it?
It would now. Wouldn't
it would now, wouldn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, it would now, isn't it?
Isn't it?
You want to put this
Governor.
On?
Governor. I'm good.
No, why?
Well, let me see it.
I bet you'd look good, dude. Bet you'd look good.
Does it? It's a Stetson?
Of course it's a Stetson.
Really?
Why are you looking at it?
I thought it might have like the style of hat, but no.
No, it doesn't.
It's a bowler.
Look at you, man.
It's a bowler.
Look at you.
Right?
I don't know.
Google bowler
hat. No, a bowler hat I think has a brim on it. Yeah, it has a brim.
Google hat types.
Hat types.
There you go. Click on that first one.
Dude, it looks great. That hat looks good on everybody, dude. See, this guy's got one on, so let's see. Fedora? It's not that one.
Just click on the picture with all of them.
It didn't say the name!
Don't scroll down.
The picture didn't have the names.
Don't lie to me.
Newsboy.
Newsboy. No.
This is the closest, right here. This is
no,
the closest.
No, keep going. This is a different style.
It's
because,
pretty close
see,
to that.
It's got the big... It's got,
I mean,
like,
mine doesn't, like, yeah, get gathered at the top.
Right.
Yeah. Flat cap. That's what it would be. That's it. A flat cap, then. Yep. That's it. Popular among celebrities and television characters. That's me, dude. That's me. Flat caps come from humble roots. The flat cap was one typically worn by chimney sweepers and farmers. Me, I'm a farmer.
Chimney sweep.
Do you know that I'm the son of a third-generation farmer? Married 10 years to the farmer's daughter? I'm a God-fearing, hard-working combine driver. Hogging up the road on my puppa-puppa plower. Chugga-chugga-chugga 5 miles an hour. I'm an international harvester.
I hate you. Why don't you get some bigger, thicker rimmed glasses, grow a stash, and wear this hat? You'll be that guy.
I don't want to be that guy. Also, I can't grow a mustache.
Did you get a haircut?
Yes, I did get a haircut.
So you didn't go, you didn't do anything
the
different?
The entire side of my head is massively different.
It doesn't look different.
The entire side of my head is massively different. You can see my ears.
Oh, you can see your ears. Play last week's episode. I need to see what it looks like.
Yeah, I've had the same haircut for 20 years, and you need a refresher in what I used to look like?
It doesn't look that different.
It's going to be hard to tell because I have headphones on. See, look at that. It's way different on the
side. I can see your ears there.
That's because it's super short, but look at it. It's way different haircut. Way different.
See, now all you have to do is just put, like, a little gel in it just in the front and just get it, like, all wavily and
well, my
messy.
My stylist said that I can't cut it shorter than it currently is, or at least she doesn't want to the first time because my hair will stick up in the back. So she wants to ease my head into it. That's what she told me. But, like, feel how short my hair is on the top of my head. Feel it. Like, feel it. It's super, like, super short compared to what it used to be.
It is short.
I just have a ton of freaking hair,
dude.
Thick
ass hair.
Yeah, dude. My hair is stupid. It's unbelievable how much hair I have. But, yeah, it's completely different.
It's not completely.
It's pretty different.
If you went bald, that would be completely
okay,
different.
All right. It's different.
Because you had hair.
For me, it's different. It's my first changed haircut in 20 years. People, Acid the other day was scared because she saw my ears for the first time.
You can't. You're always wearing headphones.
I took them off and showed off this hat. Like, look how much different I look when I do this. Like, you ready?
Prison Mike's coming to get you.
Prison Mike or Date Mike?
That's either one.
Separate.
One of my chatters said prison, and then unbeknownst to them, the second one said date night, but I prefer date night, but clearly it's prison. Because look at my face.
You're going to be the belle of the ball.
Why do you know quotes from every Office episode?
Because I saw that fucking themed Office, and they had a Prison Mike quote.
Oh, okay, there you go.
And that was it.
Right. You know, Prison Mike is only in the show for, like, 3 minutes.
One episode.
Yeah.
3 minutes of that episode.
Like, remember when he was Michael Sturm or whatever, and he was the big fat guy? Like, where's that dude at? Why don't they talk about him more often? Man. Or what about when he was the Asian dude? Ping Pong or whatever.
Ping Pong.
Whatever his name was. They don't do all the racist ones, yeah. You know? They don't do
all it's fat shaming. There's no problem. Nobody has a problem with the shaming
prisoners.
Prisoners.
Yeah. Well, I have a problem with it. I'm here to stand up.
Bad guys.
I'm here to stand up for the prisoners of the world.
You should. Some of them shouldn't be in there.
I need to rewatch Parks and Rec too.
Parks and Rec is great.
I just, you know, I feel like I'm gonna rewatch. Like I just rewatched The Office, and it wasn't as good as I remembered. And I don't want to do that to Parks and Rec.
Parks is great every time through.
I don't know, man. I don't.
You
like
can't it. Beat Chris Pratt and then Ron Swanson.
I know Ron Swanson.
Both
so
of
good.
Those characters are better than every single character in The Office.
Here's the problem, though. Is that I really don't like Amy Poehler, and
except
I really
Robert
don't
California.
Like Rashida Jones. And I don't really like Aubrey Plaza, but I can stand her.
I like Aubrey. I don't like Aziz.
See, I like Aziz is okay.
Nah, he's too annoying.
But Ron Swanson's like so great. How did they not just do a Ron Swanson spinoff?
I don't know.
Like, why don't they just make a show where he just builds boats for 30 minutes? I'd watch that.
I feel like he's done something like that.
He should. The man builds boats in real life. What's the guy's name? Nick?
Offerman.
Offerman, yeah.
Yeah.
They should give him a show.
I don't know why he's not doing more. He doesn't need to. He's married to the fucking Will and Grace chick.
Well, I mean, yeah, he's got money of his own,
yeah.
I'm sure, right?
Uh-huh. I think they're set. They just
yeah,
fuck.
Yeah, so make a show where
they
you just build
just,
boats.
No, they just fuck, and then he builds boats. That sounds like an opportune life.
It does sound like a pretty great life.
Yeah.
It does. One episode where he just eats bacon nonstop for 20. Like, I would love that.
That'd be pretty good.
That would be an amazing television show.
I was watching clips of Always Sunny the other day, and I remember it was during Fat Max stage, and he was eating that, like, panini as fast as he can, and he's, like, breathing, and he's, like, wheezing. And I'm like, dude, eat and breathe separately.
The very first episode, I literally just watched it before this episode, the first season, or first episode of season 7 where he's fat. And his introduction is, he walks on screen, you just see his back, and everyone goes, oh my god, you look horrible! And then it shows him, he's eating like a burrito, and like sauce falls on it. They go, you got burrito on your shirt. And he's like, it's a chimichanga. Which is just the funniest Mexican food you could pull out of your butt
dude,
to say.
And he's so fucking, I think he's extra like, asshole-ish that entire season.
I don't know.
I think he just puts on the rage more in that season, if I remember right, a couple times.
He acts like Pinella, and it makes me upset.
He does.
It makes me really mad. But anyway, that's beside the point. So, you want to watch Candyman, dude?
Cultivating mass. Well, harvest it.
That is what he says. It's time to harvest. You want to watch Candyman?
Mm-hmm.
All right. It didn't sound like you did, but...
Sure.
Candyman. The urban legend is, if you say his name 5 times while looking in the mirror, he appears in the reflection and kills you.
Who would do that?
Candyman.
That's the start of a porno.
Well, we're still alive.
Let's go.
You think the lady in the toilet's gonna die,
Trina,
too?
Trina, you broke the door. This isn't funny!
Oh, she's a witness, dude.
The dude have a hook for
he did have a hook.
Connected to this neighborhood. Cabrini Green. It was a project.
I just moved in around the corner.
The old candy factory.
I'm an artist.
Oh, there
it
is.
Candy man. He's the monster.
Did Menace want me to watch this because it's about freaking bees?
Why are you drawn to this?
I'm hoping to spread the story all
bees?
About Candyman.
I'm going to be honest with you. If a bee is his predecessor, I'll welcome him into my life. Slash me, dude. Get rid of the bees.
I dare you.
Candyman.
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 Don't say that.
Candyman.
Why would she do it? Why are they bang? Not the appropriate time.
I'll put him back.
Candyman isn't real!
Something's happening to me.
He had a purpose for you.
I think he was painting with his dick.
One of his terrible stories.
I guess he found me. I am the writing on the wall. The sweet smell of blood. Be my victim.
This is not real. It's not real.
Bees, dude. No, just kill me. Just let me die. All right.
Did it say executive producer Jordan Peele?
I didn't see. Oh, is this a Jordan Peele movie?
Oh,
oh my God! Screenplay by. Look at that, man. Jordan Peele, Wynn Rosenfeld, and Nia DaCosta, who also directed it.
Interesting.
Why is Jordan Peele like all these scary movies?
I don't know.
Why did he do the Obama anger translator and then also the Candyman?
People can like two things.
No, you can't. No, you can't.
You can like two things.
He's too talented. Stop.
He's doing horror pretty well. I haven't seen any of it because they looked too scary.
Yeah, so I see. I don't want to mess with no bees, dude.
I ain't messing with no ghost.
So dumb. Oh, my God, dude. I have a feeling it's going to be unfortunately bad. I don't watch scary movies, so...
It's really easy to edit a trailer for a scary movie.
I feel like they gave
it
away.
Scary.
Like, the main character's going to be the Candyman, right?
Yeah. For sure.
You look like you're questioning it. You said for sure.
For
but
sure.
It wasn't a very for sure, for sure.
It's a for sure, for sure.
A horse is a horse, of course, of course.
Of course, of course.
Okay. All right, you want to keep watching trailers?
Mm-hmm.
All right, I got this one called Bad Education. No idea what it is. Let's watch it. It's
Please
on HBO.
Join me. Welcoming to the stage our district superintendent.
It's got this guy in it.
And my friend, Frank Tassello.
Hugh Jackman.
In Long Island, the town is only as good as its
public schools.
The Ray Romano.
School system.
That lady.
Price tag on the homes.
These are the best early decision numbers that we've ever seen.
I wanted to make a difference. I got us all the way to number four. And I will get us to number one.
Get us to first. That's all that matters.
Hey, Frank.
Yeah.
I've been doing some digging.
It looks old.
Concerned.
Yeah, it does.
With what I found.
I kind of like it.
No, he looks old.
Oh, Hugh Jackman?
Yeah.
No, he's just not Wolverine, dude.
This is a criminal matter.
Frank's gonna fix this.
I want trailers to find a happy medium between Candyman and that. Where they give away
the
entire
plot,
movie and telling us
nothing
about it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that told me nothing. So he fixes a school's budget.
But he doesn't.
By doing some shady shit. That's my guess.
What was he nominated for an Oscar for? Was it Logan?
No.
We're going to have to Google it.
Has he not won an Oscar?
Huge.
It was Australia.
What?
It was probably Australia.
What do you mean Australia? You're just saying the name of a country.
It was a movie, too.
That was not a movie called Australia.
Yeah, it's him and the Australian actress woman.
Nicole Kidman?
That one.
Okay, whatever. All right, he was nominated for Best Ask Oscar, Best Ass
Les
Oscar
Mis.
For
yeah,
Les Miserables. That was it.
He was in a movie called Australia, though.
So he wasn't nominated at all for Logan.
No.
Is that movie better than The Joker?
Have you seen The Joker?
Of course not. I don't care about DC, dude. At all.
What do you mean better?
Australia, you're right. There it is, man.
Yeah, I would rather watch.
God. What is this?
Yeah, man. I think it's a musical.
Yeah, Baz Luhrmann. Yeah, he directs musicals. Okay, well, you win this round, sir.
Hey,
yeah.
I would rather watch Logan again over The Joker.
Have you seen The Joker?
Yeah.
Okay.
But as for actor, I think Joaquin
is better.
Beat. Well, yeah, because Jackman.
Well, I mean, Joker's a more. He's a character that has more meat.
That movie is a character study. It's not like action.
Right.
There is action, but it's not action.
Yeah,
it's more
it's about
just dealing
him.
With being him. Yeah. And then
which
Logan,
Joaquin Phoenix, that's all he does. That Her movie, the Johnny Cash movie, that one where he has the big beard. Like, all Joaquin does is, like, movies that are all about Joaquin.
Yeah.
You know? But, no, I don't care at all about seeing a DC movie. Don't care. Get out of here. DC sucks. There's nothing to pull me in.
Spoiler, he shoots Robert De Niro in the face.
Yeah, that's how the movie ends. Who cares? I could have told you that, just based off guesswork.
Guesswork?
Yeah.
Sure. Nobody's told you the plot of it yet?
No. Why would someone tell me the plot? First of all, who do I speak to that's not you?
Everyone in chat.
Well, they don't count. They don't spoil things.
You spoil things all the time.
No, I don't.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
No, that's
definitely.
You.
That's not me.
You just spoiled The Joker.
I said spoil before it.
That doesn't count. It's still a spoil.
Mute it.
You still spoiled it! You can't just be like, I'm gonna touch your penis and then do it and be like, it's not rape.
You had time to eject, you didn't.
Okay, Congress. Alright, I don't know if Basement Brain is trolling, but we may have to dissolve our friendship if he actually thinks that.
Yeah, no, he doesn't.
There's no way he actually thinks that, right?
I don't think anyone in the world actually thinks that.
I don't even think Joss Whedon thinks that.
Definitely not.
Britt gone and seen that Birds of Prey movie yet?
No. I showed her a fucking video of somebody talking dog shit on it.
Yeah?
So she was not as hyped to see it anymore. So.
Oh, what did she watch? Any review of it?
Yeah, basically.
You're telling me that a movie called Harley Quinn and the Fundamentals of the Sisterhood of the Traveling Birds of Prey isn't like... You tell me that's not a good movie? Is that what you're saying? What a shocker.
You know they changed the title of
it,
right?
Yeah, to just Harley Quinn. Yeah, too late. I think everyone knew it was Harley Quinn. I don't think anyone was like, is that the lady from the Wolf of Wall Street? Like, I think they knew it was Harley Quinn.
Did they change it to Harley Quinn or did they change it to Birds of Prey?
I think they changed it to Harley Quinn : Birds of Prey.
Really?
I think was the actual name.
No shit.
I do like Margot Robbie. But I don't care about Harley Quinn.
I'll pass.
I don't care about DC, and nothing's going to make me. And I know that that's bad, probably.
It's really
but I
bad.
Just don't. It's just, they've burned it too many times, dude. I just can't get into it.
I never really knew any Marvel character when I was younger. The only superheroes and things I knew when I was younger was DC.
Right.
It was Superman. It was Batman, Flash, Green Lantern, all that shit. But. Now it's like I could give a shit.
Well, it's just when DC makes a good DCEU movie, I'll care.
Aquaman's good, bro.
It's not a DCEU movie.
Yeah, it is.
No, it's just standalone.
No, it's not.
Who's in it from the other universes?
Jason Momoa.
No, I know he's Aquaman. I mean, from what other DC universe characters are in it? Besides Justice League, where they jammed him into Justice League before his real movie.
He was very much in Justice
League.
Yeah,
but no one saw that, dude.
I saw it.
Did you pay to see it?
No.
Doesn't count.
No one
saw it.
A lot of people saw it. A lot of people didn't like it.
I don't think anyone saw that movie.
A lot of people saw that movie.
I plot to know why you raid. Don't do that. That is punishing your viewership. Let's see here. What was I looking up? No, Justice
League. Log.
It had $657 million worldwide box office total.
It barely made its budget back, probably.
That's worldwide. Like, probably $600 million of that's China. $229 million in the U.S. No one saw it.
Yeah, that's a lot in the U.S., bro.
You can't just say it's one part of the universe. That's like, I mean, if you make everything big, then yeah, Hollywood's one big universe. You just can't say, like, there's no crossover.
No, the Justice League was the crossover.
No, I know, but like, he's like, it's one part of the universe, the only one that's not is Joker. Then why is Jared Leto the Joker in one movie, and there's a different one in Suicide Squad, and there's Harley Quinn's different, now there's another Joker, and there's been eight Batman! Eight!
Yeah, they
there's no universe there.
There's not. There wasn't. It wasn't before they started the universe.
They haven't started it. They've started it they and started broke it 40 times.
No, they started it.
When they
it,
start it and it's good, I'll start paying attention.
They started it with fucking Man of Steel, which was after all of the Chris Nolan Batmans came
right
out. So they started it then.
But they didn't because they. Well, I guess that's still Henry Cavill, right?
Yup.
Okay, and then the next movie was Batman vs. Superman.
Yup.
Different Batman.
Yup. Introduced Wonder Woman, introduced every other character that was in Justice League for a split moment.
Okay.
It was in the movie. And then Justice
League. But Wonder Woman had no one from any other things in it.
No, because it was a timepiece.
And then there was no, that Batman was only in Batman vs. Superman. Was he in Justice League?
That's Ben Affleck.
And then he's done. Now you got Robert Pattinson as Batman.
Yeah, because Ben Affleck was tired of putting up with the shit of the fan.
And the people who are in Suicide Squad, they're making another Suicide Squad.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a different Suicide Squad than the Suicide Squad that they had that had the Harley Quinn in it that just got a movie that had a different Joker than the Joker they just came out with. And you're trying to tell me that it's one universe?
The Joker is the only one that's not asshole. Aquaman's in the same fucking universe.
Is the new Suicide
Wonder
Squad going to have Margot Robbie as Harley Quinn?
Yeah, I think it still has Margot Robbie attached. Will Smith dropped out.
Okay, so he's gone.
Yeah.
Okay. But you know, having one character from one movie and then replacing everybody else doesn't count.
It's not one person.
They had 30.
I just named two people.
They had 30 Marvel films and they replaced two characters.
Rhodey and who?
And the Hulk.
That's a good point.
They've stopped. It doesn't make sense. Like, you think it makes sense, but it doesn't really make sense.
No, you just gotta pay attention to which ones are in the universe.
I don't want to pay attention!
Yeah, that's because you are a spoiled child.
Yeah, you know what I'm spoiled by? By other movies that do it good.
Yeah,
sorry that I hold them to a standard.
One franchise that does it good. One.
That's enough!
That's enough?
My time is valuable!
Okay.
Why do I give it time to these other franchises if they suck ass?
Because you won't know if they suck ass.
I know they suck ass. Have I been wrong? Was Harley Quinn good?
I haven't seen it.
Was Suicide Squad good? Was Justice League good? Was Batman vs. Superman good? Because I've batten 1,000 so far here on They Suck! Was Star Wars, the third Star Wars, good?
It was.
It was not.
It was my favorite one yet.
I'm batting 1,000 on terrible movies. Yeah, now they got Twilight Guy for the next Batman, and he's not going to be involved with the other things, even Batman. Though all his villains are circle-jerking each other in all the other movies, unless they get replaced and come into another movie that's not part of it, because this one's good. You do realize they take the good movies out because the reputation is if they're in, they're bad. And so they're going to try to not be in anymore because they're going to try to pull a sneaky one on us and give us a good one. At some point, when Joaquin Phoenix Joker appears in Robert Pattinson's Batman.
You got me there. That's for sure. Why they don't, like, why the Joker wasn't a part of the universe. I know why. It's because it was a time setting.
Well, no,
it was a different story.
The why is because 9% of the people out there are me. And we go, if this is part of the dreck that Suicide Squad and Justice League are in, we aren't going to go see the Joker.
You know the Invisible Man movie that's coming out?
Nope. Hey, remember Shazam? That's another one.
That was good.
It was okay. No connection. The crotch of Superman shows up at the end of that movie. That's its connection.
Oh, yeah. That is. See, it's still interconnected. It was the same suit.
There's people at Comic-Con who have that suit. Are they in the DECU?
Same suit, bro. Are they in a feature film? No.
That stuntman can't be like, I'm Superman.
He absolutely can.
That's my super dick.
I've seen a stuntman claim he's Black Panther because he did a lot of stunts for Black Panther.
What a stupid thing. DCEU.
You got real raged up there, bro.
Dude, I'm just so mad about the DCEU.
Well, yeah, Warner Brothers doesn't know how to handle any franchise right now. Harry Potter's in fucking shambles. This is in shambles.
Well, to be fair to Warner Brothers, Harry Potter being in shambles isn't really their fault. J.K. Rowling sucks. She hasn't done anything good since she finished Harry Potter. She wrote a bunch of mystery novels. Chris read them, said they sucked. Chris, person who loves mystery, said they suck. Mm-hmm. She watches Criminal Minds and thinks it's Emmy-worthy. Okay? She wrote that play. The fans rejected it. She's now written two movies about a character we don't care about. Johnny Depp was randomly in it for some reason, then he died. Then he didn't.
That's her problem.
No suck.
Is why she focused on a character that was not in any of the Harry Potters.
I think J.K. Rowling is
not even that, though. It's you can tell other stories in the world of Harry Potter.
Yes.
But she tried. All of the ones, the two that have come out, have been about Dumbledore, who was in the other Harry Potters. So why not just make the fucking movies about Dumbledore?
Let me ask you a question. Because you're absolutely right.
Instead of telling it through this third person's eye,
so let me ask
who we
this
give
question.
No shits about.
Let's use Star Wars as a stand-in for Harry Potter, mm-hmm. Okay? They made six Star Warses, okay? They made a little bit more Harry Potters. But basically, it's six Star Wars about the same people.
Yeah.
Okay? And then Disney bought them and rebooted it. They refired it up because they were never George Lucas was never going to do any more Star Wars. Like they were going to have cartoons and books and all that, but no more movies. Not the stuff that really mattered, you know.
Yeah.
And then Disney bought it, and even though they made a new trilogy, which most people don't think is as good as the other ones, are you happy though that you at least got to see those people again, as opposed to if they just never touched that again and instead just made Rogue Ones and instead just made spin-offs Boba Fett and just made spin-offs Obi-Wan, and they never did anything else with the original trilogy and carried it on. Like, are you happy they at least tried? Even in retrospect.
That's a good question. Because I'm going back and forth on it in my head. Just
like, do you think
forth.
You'd be more mad like, if yes, you sat I'm here glad. Today and there was no new Star Wars original trilogy? Would you be more mad about that than if what you got?
I'm glad I got to see Carrie Fisher, Mark Hamill, and Harrison Ford again. I'm very glad about that as their characters in Star Wars. I am not glad of how they treated those characters or the rest of the fucking plot.
But so that's J.K. Rowling doesn't do that. She made her original trilogy, and then she stopped. Mm-hmm. And now she only makes spinoffs. That's all she does. And they're not as good because they're not about the characters you care about.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know anyone who cares about
Newt
Scrivenger.
Then you break stuff. Like she tried to do. She did that play.
Well, didn't
which was
she?
The furthering
well,
of
didn't
Harry
she
Potter.
Break,
and then you broke that by fucking it up.
She didn't write that. Some other dude wrote it, and she gave him her blessing.
That's basically she wrote it.
I mean, it is because she's ultimately responsible for the trash heap that it was.
Yep.
But like, I go to Barnes & Noble, and I just see Hedwig dolls. And I'm like, God, how are people still buying Hedwig dolls?
Because Harry Potter's the shit.
But she could make, or whoever, could make so much more money by doing another Harry Potter. Why does it have to end?
But it wouldn't be the swell.
Why? It can't be worse than what we're getting.
Well, one, Ron ain't doing shit, so he's an automatic get.
Sure. Hermione's life as a cam girl or something, dude.
Off on like some weird I do indie movies only trip, and then
Daniel
I don't
Radcliffe.
Know. Yeah,
it's because he's
know.
Got more money than
I don't
Jesus.
Know what the fuck the other chick's doing?
You know what makes those people
What's
come back
goddamn
to their
name?
Franchise?
Emma Watson.
You know what it does? You know what makes them come
money.
Back?
Money.
You know how Harrison Ford came back?
Yeah, but you can't pay three people a Harrison Ford budget.
Yes, you can.
No, you can't. The Avengers budget.
Then do it. Warner Brothers needs it. How many Batmans are they going to pay?
You know what I've also learned, though? Is that all of the production companies in Hollywood are owned by bigger companies.
Absolutely, dude.
And it makes up a small portion.
It's a lot of
their
tax
portfolio.
Stuff. A lot of tax.
So I don't think they give a
don't
shit.
But you remember, even in Entourage, they joke about that. It's like when What's-His-Face, the studio head, gets mad because the production gets shut down. And he's like, I need to talk to this guy. And the resistance's like, he's not here. He's dealing with jet engines. It's like he doesn't care about the movies.
Yep.
There's a lot of that.
Mm-hmm. So I think, they're just going to continue to put out shit and shit and shit.
Hey, Ballin' Hobo. Oh, my God.
Wow.
I haven't seen him in ages.
He's been living under a bridge.
How you doing up there, man? Is Canada still there? I haven't checked lately. It's still there, right? I think so.
I saw him under a bridge. What bridge? There's a lot of bridges in here. The bridge intersect of 29th and 95th. That's a Minowit reference.
Oh, Jesus. Well, you quote yourself, dude. And no one saw those.
The one that's always lit up at night? Yeah, the one that's lit up all night. You got a big nose, like a Jewish nose? No, like a big, Toucan Sam kind of nose. Andy Schneider.
Well, Hobo, I'm gonna be honest with you. 2 minutes ago, I was great. Now, I've been better. Before this happened.
Like a Jewish nose. Man, I fucking love those. They're so damn funny.
Are they?
Yeah. I mean, to me. Yeah.
Those are funny, and the DCEU is good.
When did I ever say the DCEU is good?
I'm not. I'm just, you did defend it.
Yeah, I'm defending it from your utter just shit.
I need you to go scorched earth with me, please.
And twisting the knife into its rectum.
Look.
And it's just like...
Why is it in its butt?
Because that sounds very painful. Like, it's the most painful, and that's... You went over the top.
Yeah. Well, when you're dealing with fanboys, you gotta go scorched earth. Okay, you can't give them a little... You can't give them a little bit.
Not all are bad. That's my statement.
They're all bad.
No, not all are bad.
I'm gonna make a bold statement right now.
Hey!
Yeah.
Not all are bad.
Well, that's your opinion.
None of them are great.
That's your opinion, man.
But not all are
bad. I personally think that the world would be better off without any of them being
made. If you watched Aquaman, you would have a fun time.
I would not.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
I wouldn't. I'd hate every second of me watching it. Because I hate it. And I'd go in with a bad attitude. And that would make me have a bad time.
Yeah, no, but see, I went in with a bad attitude. I thought it was going to suck dick. And then it surprised me with being somewhat... One, it's artistic.
There's fish people in it, man.
Dude, there are some frames of that movie that could be a fucking painting. Also, the camera work was fucking phenomenal. Acting was atrocious. CGI was good. Story was basically King Arthur. Or the Lion King.
Oh, but, God. Well, Basement, to be clear... I will start watching future movies if they can prove to me.
How can they prove anything? You won't watch any of them.
They have to make an in-universe movie. They have to make an in-universe movie that's good. And then I will watch it.
Wonder Woman.
No, because they've already blown up the universe. They blew it. They have to make one that's good. And then the next one that comes out, the trailer, if it looks good too, I'll watch the first one.
So you saw Iron Man.
Yeah.
And was like, that was good. And then you saw Thor, and you were like, that was good?
To be clear, we didn't really know what a universe was back then.
True.
Yeah. True. Here's the thing. Here's what I base it off of, okay? To me, it has nothing to do with DC. It really has nothing to do with Marvel. It's just, there's just a lot of movies out. Like, not seeing the Joker has nothing to do with the fact that it's not DC, because to me, that's a standalone movie. I didn't see it. I also didn't see any of the other movies nominated for Best Picture. Like, why would I? I don't have time. That's nothing to do. I didn't purposely not see Joker, but I will purposely not see DCEU movies until I know that it's going to be worth my time to invest in their universe. And I know that the next movie that comes out, they're not going to be like, "Well, that whole Jared Leto thing didn't work out, so let's replace him with a different person." Like, I'm just done with that.
Do you think it's worth reading subtitles to watch Parasite?
Dude, I hear it's amazing, dude.
I know. Like, it's got to be amazing to
That's
win the Best Picture Oscar.
That's what I hear, man. I hear it's really good.
But I don't get it. I don't get the draw of it.
It's supposed to be really good.
I have no idea what it's about.
I think it's about classism.
Yeah, that doesn't sound fun to me.
Most movies aren't fun that are good. Most movies that are really good aren't good. Like, they're not, like, fun good time movies, you know? Most good movies make you think. And I don't want to think, because life sucks.
Well, okay, Interstellar. That's a
good
movie.
Not Best Picture.
Not Best Picture, but it's a great movie.
But it's a... Yeah, I agree. So is Endgame. Not Best Picture. They're not Best Picture nominees. Those aren't the type of movies that qualify as Best Picture. If you're looking for an Interstellar-type time, then no, don't watch Parasite, because those aren't the type of movies that get nominated for Best Picture.
I don't like Best Picture movies.
If you want a movie that's going to make you think and contemplate, then look at Best Picture type movies. That's what they're there for.
Interstellar made me think a whole lot.
Yeah, but it made you think about stupid stuff that we're never going to see in our lifetime.
We could.
We're not going to see wormholes.
No.
Okay,
way.
Dude, they won't even fix climate change. You think they're going to invent wormholes?
Dude, we are fixing climate
change. No, we are not.
The Earth is fixing itself.
No, it will when we're dead.
That's fine.
But we're not going to see wormholes when we're dead.
You don't know what
happens. Well, I mean, God can make a wormhole, you know? See, La La Land. You know what? I take it all back. Isn't that a fun movie? La La Land's a fun movie. Never seen La La Land.
That didn't win. That didn't win Best
Picture. Well, that didn't win. Well, it did.
It didn't.
But it didn't.
Yeah, but it didn't.
Yeah.
What was it? Oh.
It was Moonlight that year.
Moonlight.
And that is a not-feel-good movie.
That is definitely a not-feel-good movie.
Yeah. You know what? Joker was actually pretty good. It's coming from a guy who was honestly sick of the Joker. Yeah, see? I'm not avoiding Joaquin's Joker because it's DC. I'm just don't watch a lot of movies. That's really
definitely not a DC movie.
I did watch Ford versus Ferrari, and Chris and I now watch movies on Sunday nights.
Mm.
We watched Jumanji last Sunday.
Oh, so fun!
It was pretty good.
I bet it was.
Oh, really?
I bet it was. How was The Rock's accent that entire movie?
You know what? The accents were atrocious. But they flipped halfway through and they went back to their regular selves. There's a new mechanic where they can change bodies, so they change bodies.
Oh my God. That's because he couldn't keep it up for a whole fucking movie.
Well, who could? Danny DeVito was great.
Someone
though.
Who's good at acting!
Danny DeVito's great.
You know what The Rock is good at?
Being muscular.
Being muscular and having a hard attitude. That's what he's good at. Anything other than that?
Yeah.
Not good.
You don't watch that movie for its acting, though. If you want that, watch The Joker. You watch that movie for the same reason you watched Aquaman. To turn your brain off and go, "Durr!" and just enjoy the soup that your brain is turning into. I mean, yeah, Colby has one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you give him the login?
No.
Give him the login.
Okay, I will. It's not mine to give.
Give him the login. He gave us the best time of our lives.
Dude, I agree. I would.
Yes.
You know, we should go to a show probably, be his groupie.
Mm-hmm.
Just once, though. Well, I'd do it a couple times probably. That depends on how awkward it was.
Okay, so is it like Miller Lite is way better than Coors Light?
No.
Yeah.
No.
Coors Light has this weird like piss aftertaste.
You know how you fix that? By drinking more Coors Light.
Just
drink more, dude.
But see, I could drink all Miller and not have that piss taste at all.
I think they're the same beer.
They're not.
I think they are.
They are clearly not. I
think
can
they
taste
are.
It.
They're made at the same place,
I can
same
taste
company.
It. I can taste it.
I think
it.
They're the same beer.
I can taste it.
I think they probably have different aluminum or something. That's
I can
taste.
Taste it.
Because I had Miller Lite tonight. I had Coors Light the day before. Tastes the same to me.
We're going to need to do a taste test.
You think I could pick? Like, you could do, like, a blind taste test?
Oh, yeah.
Do you have Miller with you right now?
I don't.
Yeah.
Why would I have both?
You're drunk.
I'm a drunk or I'm drunk?
Because you're a drunk.
Yeah, no, I don't have both.
Okay, well.
The key to not being an alcoholic is to not have liquor in your place.
No, like I've said this to you a million times, sir. Alcoholics are quitters. You're a drunk.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. How was Ford versus Ferrari? I really liked it. I really liked Ford versus Ferrari. You like fast cars? You like Matt Damon? I have watched that Ball and Hobo. You've watched it too, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's great. Don't F with Cats. It's a cool series, dude. I'm trying to remember what we watched the week before Jumanji.
Come on, man. It was 2 weeks ago.
Almost three.
Use that big brain of yours.
God, I'm so mad right now. Oh, Knives Out. We watched Knives Out. Ugh. That's what we watched. That was a good movie.
That was so dumb.
And I watched Dark Waters. That Mark Ruffalo movie where he's a lawyer. Mm-hmm. That movie was depressing.
Really?
You know what that movie's about?
No.
So basically DuPont, you know Teflon? You know Teflon, the coating? You know, so Teflon basically is used in nonstick pans and like a trillion other things, okay?
Yeah.
And apparently it's highly toxic.
Okay.
And DuPont just knew that. But just simple terms. Basically like in the 70s, the EPA was formed. And when the EPA got formed, they just asked all the companies that they would then moderate to tell them what they needed to moderate.
Mm-hmm.
Because the EPA doesn't know what companies are working on. And so then, like, the list, like, DuPont's like, here's what we're working on that's toxic that needs to be regulated. And they didn't give them that because it was so profitable. And then they just started dumping it into lakes and waters in this West Virginia town, and it was giving everybody cancer forever.
Oh.
And there's one lawyer who used to work for DuPont, like, as a lawyer.
Mm-hmm.
And then he took on the case when he realized there might be something here. And it, basically, he was in litigation with DuPont for this class action lawsuit for, like, 20 years. Like, it goes from, like, the early 90s to present day.
Wow.
And, like, still present day, it's still pending litigation. And I'm just like, how? And, like, then I was reading on Wikipedia about it, because I'm like, okay, how much of this is, you know, liberal, you know, BS? And, like, DuPont came out when this movie came out, which wasn't that long ago, and they're like, this movie paints DuPont in a bad light.
No shit.
And I'm just like, that probably means it's true.
Yeah, for sure.
And then I realized we can't do anything about it.
No.
Yeah.
Well, and that's the thing.
So don't watch that movie.
Do you want to have socialism and live in a world where corporations have to pay 50% income tax and we have no corporations? Because they all leave to other countries that...
They won't do that.
They definitely will. That's why they left here to go to China.
Who left here?
Every manufacturing
and China's
company.
Cheap. Had nothing to do with taxes. It has to do that Chung Chi will make it for 3 cents.
A lot with taxes.
No, because Chung Chi will make it for 3 cents. That's why.
Regardless.
Yeah.
Do you want to do that and have no companies and then pay what Britain pays for or anyone else? You know the price of gasoline anywhere else?
Okay. I'm not an economist. All right?
It's a lot.
I know gas is expensive in Europe. Okay, I get it. But also, gas in Europe is more expensive because it's made for walking, trains, and bikes. Like, that's it. You know, like, I asked one of my chatters once how much it cost for her to go from Barcelona, Spain, where she lives, to Paris, France. And she said it's a $15 train ride. Could you imagine going from here to Chicago for $15 on a train?
I could not.
That's the type of infrastructure they have. So it's a little different. It's a tiny bit different.
They also have a lot higher tax rate, I'm pretty
sure. It doesn't matter.
Like, the money doesn't come out
also,
of nowhere.
Also, I'm not an economist. Pockets. Okay, here's the deal. All right, I hate this attitude because this is why we're in the mess we're in, but I am not affected by corporations leaving America. Okay. And I'm not sure you would be either. Okay, follow my logic on this. You work for a company that essentially works for other companies. People call, like, companies come to your
business
company
to business,
and they want designs and t-shirts and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Do you feel like the people you interact with at these small to medium businesses that come and patronize your company would move to China? No. They would just complain and pay their new taxes.
Yeah, but there would be a lot less jobs.
Would there?
Yeah, because a lot of the money, the profit that they would then funnel back into their company to expand would go to taxes.
Okay.
And then that's also the problem with the fucking minimum wage hike.
Or, counterpoint, they don't put money back into their company, they buy Maseratis. How's your boss doing with putting money back into your company, man?
You can't.
You think your boss could afford a tax hike?
Someone... what to do with their money.
Well, it turns out you can't.
No, you can't.
It turns out you can't.
Absolutely.
That's what
not.
Higher taxes would do.
No, it would
tell
then,
them to give more money.
He would still fucking buy his Maseratis,
well,
except
not...
maybe I wouldn't have a job.
But if higher taxes make life better for everybody,
but makes life slightly worse for the dude who's still getting his Maserati.
Higher taxes
that's a good thing.
Is not going to make my life better.
What are they doing with those taxes? Wiping their butt cracks with them? They're doing stuff with the taxes. There's a reason they're asking for more taxes.
What? So we could build more shitty fucking road construction that inhibits my traffic?
Most likely, you know, in America, we're going to get more tanks.
Yeah.
That's probably what we're going to
do
with more taxes.
So we don't need that. But say we follow Bernie's logic,
okay,
where he's going to funnel
it pay for all
into
school.
Free college,
yes,
and free health care.
Yes. Raise the tax.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Awesome.
I mean,
that's
if that
great.
Happens, isn't that worth it?
I don't have college debt, so that doesn't help me in the fucking slightest.
Most people do.
Don't care. Not my thing. Don't give a shit.
You got to pay insurance.
Secondly, I do have to pay health insurance,
yeah.
But would I rather the ability to, say, give something to another employee who is less paid than I am to do, so I don't have to do it, or pay health insurance? So it's pay health insurance
are you
and have that guy there to do all my shit?
Uh-huh.
Or I don't pay health insurance and I have to do all my own shit. I would rather have that guy there and pay for my own fucking health insurance. Because that guy's not going to be there at his rate because he's getting out.
No, they're not going to lay him off.
Yeah.
No.
Absolutely.
No.
Because they can't afford to have the number of employees they do with the profit they make.
They can.
When Mr. Owner Man is still buying, like, fucking timeshares.
No, man. I know what you're saying.
And cars.
But you use the wrong language.
Like
you're
what?
Saying they can't afford it.
No, I'm
they
saying
can.
They won't afford it.
They choose not to
Absolutely
afford it.
Absolutely not.
That's why we got a riot.
That's
and
why
burn down the rich people.
Start businesses, motherfucker,
huh?
Is to be able to buy the Maserati.
Well, isn't it?
And buy the big ass beach house.
Isn't it also the opinion of you right wing? What's the opposite of cucktarts?
No, sorry.
What's
so
the opposite?
So you're saying that if you, your streamer self,
uh-huh,
got big and like made a lot of fucking money.
Yeah, that'll never happen, but okay.
You would spend it on production staff and in expanding your business rather than not living in an apartment, buying a home, buying 10,000 fucking corgis and really expensive cars and really expensive vacations.
I would buy a home. I'd get out of debt. I would probably not get new cars. I mean, Chris would probably get a new car, but I don't want one. So, you know.
You don't want one now because you don't got the money. If you had $30,000 sitting,
cars
that you could wipe your fucking ass
no,
with.
No, cars are a pain in my butt.
Why?
No.
Why are they a pain in your butt?
They're too much work. I hate
too
cars.
Too much work. Yeah,
cars.
Because you can't afford the work on them.
No,
but
I just
if you
don't
had the fucking money,
no.
You could pay Joe Schmo down the street
to that's
do
too
anything
much work
you wanted to your car.
That's too much work, too.
Money changes your aspect.
No. I used to have money, dude. I didn't care.
Absolutely. You had higher middle class wages.
It was good money for me.
Yeah.
It was good money for someone in their
20s. That's not what I'm talking about.
I could do whatever I wanted.
That's not the type of money that a business owner is making.
Well, that's true.
He's making more than that.
But I would tell you that if I had two production assistants, okay, and one of them can't be you because if it applied, I would totally fire you.
Yeah. No.
But if I had two production assistants at the end, whoever President Hitler comes over to me and he's like, more taxes! I would pay more taxes and not get a Maserati and keep my two employees instead of be like, sorry, Charlie, I'm buying a car instead of keeping you fed.
No, yeah.
I would absolutely
sense.
Do that.
That makes sense because you are a nice person under your thick, cold skin. But
well, I think
saying,
that most people
most
are.
Most people are not.
I think they are.
No.
I think most people don't want to have to make the decision, but when they do have to make it, they'd make the right one. Except for really rich people, and those people do need to be taxed. If you have if you have Trace Comus in your bank account, you should be taxed.
Dude, that's some horseshit.
Why?
Did you see that fake Bernie Sanders tax quote going around on the internet?
What do you think?
No. So some right winger. Nazi is what you would call us.
Okay.
You know, right winger.
Is that Nazi. What the opposite of a cucktard is?
Yeah,
a Nazi?
It's a Nazi.
That seems extreme.
Racist, bigoted, homophobic.
Okay.
Sexist.
All right. Well.
All those.
Okay.
All those apply.
I feel like that's extreme, but I'll take your word for it.
Some, I don't know, some right winger somewhere posted like a fake list of Bernie's tax agenda.
Okay.
Of like tiers of gross income per year.
Okay.
What you're going to get taxed. And it was way higher for the poor and middle class. It was super high. Like, right now it's like 25%?
Yeah, something 30%? Like that. Yeah. I think I pay 27% essentially right now for me.
Yeah.
And I'm as low class as you can get, both in money and in actual class.
And so I think it took it from that to like 45%.
Okay.
And then like went up to maybe 60 or something.
Yeah,
like
but
that.
I also don't have college debt to pay anymore, and I don't have health insurance, right? Like, I don't have to pay those things.
Yes, but what I'm saying is that this was
it's a fake list. Yeah. Okay. Yes.
And then somebody posted the real one or something like that recently. And like for under 20,000, maybe it was 15, I can't remember. It was like 15% taxes.
That's less than, right?
Yes, it's far less.
Are you going to vote for Bernie?
If it's under 30, it was like 26.
What's happening with the Democrats, man?
It's going to be Bernie.
You think it will be?
Oh, it's absolutely.
Like what? Okay, so explain to me, because do you still watch politics videos and stuff like that?
Not really, but I can try and answer
questions. So, like, my only outlet to politics is literally watching the closed captions on Fox News and MSNBC when I'm at the gym. That's the only time I see it. And the entire rhetoric of Fox News right now is the Dems are in shambles because the Bernie Sanders is winning. And I don't understand. Like, did the Democrats not like Bernie Sanders? Is that what's happening? And how come no one's worried that he's too old to be president?
I think that's their main concern, is that he's old, he's white.
Well, then why do we care? Like, just get a good vice president. If he dies...
Good point.
You know, like,
I think they really wanted the Buttigieg guy.
I don't even know who that guy is. Where'd he come from?
Pete Buttigieg. He's a gay... senator somewhere. I don't know.
And why is he qualified?
He's running. Right now it's Bernie at the top, then it's Joe.
Isn't it it's Bernie Biden. And then like 700 pounds of whale feces and then whoever's left?
No, it's Bernie. It's, well, oh, I can't remember what it was. Like, New Hampshire? New Hampshire poll?
Okay.
Something like that, the caucus? No.
Dude,
Phoenix?
Okay.
Maybe.
Okay.
Somebody just did a whole thing where they voted. Bernie had like 30%.
Okay.
Biden had like 19.
Okay.
And that was the closest one to him.
Okay.
And then Buttigieg's had like 9.
So Bernie's destroying.
Yes.
Because as many as there are spread out across, 30% is a massive advantage.
Yes. And then Buttigieg is like 9, and then there's this chick. I can't remember her name. It's not Elizabeth Warren. It's a younger...
okay.
Younger chick. She's at like 4. Elizabeth Warren, I think, is at like 14. She's pretty close to Biden, but...
I thought people didn't like her. What's the difference
people
between...
don't like her.
What's the difference between Elizabeth Warren and Pelosi? Besides their job title. Are they like the same person?
Yeah, basically.
That's what I thought,
I mean,
right?
All of the Democrats have pretty much the same agenda.
Well, except for Bernie, right? Because like Basic Braid's like he's very centrally dim talking about the Buddha Giga Bubba or whatever his name was.
All of, like Joe Biden is the farthest from the crazy left of any of them.
Biden, I was gonna vote for Biden. I thought he was going to be the next president because I liked Biden. That man's a moron.
Yeah, he's not smart. That's why he's the vice president. Or was.
Like I kinda liked him until he started sharing views.
Talking.
Yeah. And I'm like, okay, he's kind of stupid. He's an old man. But he's 30 years younger than Bernie.
Did you see the thing? Like, this is the only reason why I can kind of understand why Fox would be like, the Dems are in shambles or whatever. And what they really mean is that they like a lot of news outlets that are Democratic ran a whole bunch of these stories recently that saying that Bernie praised Fidel Castro.
Okay.
He didn't praise nobody. And plus, this was a clip from fucking when he was 40 and still had the bald gray hair. Just mind you, the skin looked a little better.
He's looked the same for 100 years. Yeah, dude.
Years.
He was born like that. Yeah.
But they play this clip of him praising certain, let me say, certain aspects of what Fidel Castro did in Cuba.
I never understand that, because doesn't our current president just slurp Putin?
Oh, yeah. What's and Kim Jong-il.
What's the difference?
Yeah, no, that's what I'm saying as to why the Dems are in shambles, is because why would they play those stories
to appear fair, maybe? I just don't
understand. Like, Bernie's had nothing. No sexual scandals, nothing come up from the past.
Literally, I feel like Bernie is the guy who comes to your party and immediately starts preaching at you.
Yeah.
And you know what? He that's probably the best type of politician you could have.
Yeah. Anyways, the point of me bringing up Bernie's tax rate scale was that anything above $10 million gross income a year,
okay,
you get taxed 56%.
Good. It's too much money. You don't need that much money.
You don't need that.
No.
But if I was to tell you all your earnings from Twitch, give me 56% of that. And I'm going to do stuff with it.
Look, Colby,
you don't know what stuff. I'm going to do stuff with
it. I got news for you right now. Twitch takes 50% already.
The 50% of what you get, asshole.
It's just the cost of doing business.
No.
If they think Twitch takes 80%, then the government takes 50%. Oh, I still have $500,000.
That just kills me. Like,
I don't care.
I know. I know in my heart. I will never be making $10 million a year.
Same, dude.
Never.
So why don't you want to eat the rich, man?
Because if you have the fucking skills to fucking get to $10 million
a
year...
It's not skills, it's heartlessness.
You don't have to fucking give the
government
that much.
You think Jeff Bezos has skills?
Yeah.
Look at his face.
Yes, he
picture his face.
He had skills
in your mind.
At one point in time to put a team together and make something happen. He knew when to fucking advance.
He knew.
And he knew how to stay in front of the scale.
Jerk off.
And who to pay off.
Yeah.
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 That skill.
Born in California.
Do you know how to do that? Obviously not.
Absolutely
not,
I do.
No, you don't.
There's no one living here.
Then go to where they are.
I can't afford it.
So you don't know.
That doesn't make sense.
Figure out a way to know how you get to that place and talk to the people that you need to fucking talk to.
I'm not mean enough.
Guaranteed, he wasn't a fucking trillionaire. When he started, he wasn't.
He was probably pretty rich.
It's possible.
We can look it up.
I don't really know the background.
I bet you he comes from well-off people.
Like 90% of the rich people probably.
Remember
do,
Trump's so. Small loan of $1 million?
Yeah.
See.
Sociopath? Really?
He graduated from Princeton.
Well, yeah, you kind of have to be. To
Princeton.
Be that, you can't treat people
and then
like
he worked,
people with
then
their
he worked
numbers.
On Wall Street.
Yeah, see?
He was,
made a name for
he was rich before he got started. Where are you going? We're in the middle of a discussion! I was born in Albuquerque. They married a Cuban. This is weird. Alright, anyway. So, basic brain. Thank you for being on my side. Also, we haven't watched Bad Boys, which we should. Because Colby likes to quote it, you know? I can't believe he went pee. People aren't numbers, though. My coworkers weren't just numbers when they got laid off. Yeah, but they are to Bezos. I agree with you. It's sociopathy. Like, I could threaten Colby at knife point to give me $50, and he wouldn't. He would give me $50, and he wouldn't call the police. I could do that. And he would be a friend, but I would not be. And sociopaths wouldn't care. They just step on whoever they want to get there. I agree with you 100%. Have you seen Mark Zuckerberg? All these people, they're dead behind the eyes, man. They got doll's eyes. I feel you. I'm right there with you, dude. I'm right there with you.
Are you talking shit on
that? I'm not talking...
What are you
talking
shit?
No, nothing.
You still got that hat on. It looks good.
Dude, I look great in this hat, all right?
Doesn't
Chris doesn't like this
orange,
hat.
But it
well,
looks good.
Yeah, that's close enough.
I don't know, man.
Why haven't we seen Bad Boys, dude?
I don't know. Did anyone see Bad Boys?
I don't know, actually.
I don't think that anybody did. No one saw Harley Quinn, I know that much.
I feel like people saw Bad Boys.
Dude, Harley Quinn's
I didn't. You're right. I didn't hear anything about Bad Boys.
No. Harley Quinn's budget, $90 million. You know what? I told you, the opening weekend made $76.
Hey, man, do you think it's a big deal that... Well, this is kind of related to what we were just talking about and people being rich and feeling bad and whatever, but you think it's a big deal that, like, Mulan isn't going to make any money because
People don't like Asians?
Well, no, because China is one of the biggest markets and everyone's got coronavirus. Like,
what?
And, like, manufacturing's going to be slowed, you know, across the board, and things are going to be delayed, like, because of coronavirus.
I saw an article from a scientist.
Okay.
Scientist. I didn't read the article.
Okay.
I just saw a headline.
Dude, America, yes.
Scientist says
uh-huh.
The press need to shut up about the coronavirus.
Why?
Because it's not that big of a
deal. Well, I don't think it's a big deal here. I think it's a big deal in China.
They're figuring it out. They built a hospital in 11 days.
Well, of course they'll figure it out, dude. They'll probably throw them into death camps and just roast them. But, like, you know, that's what they do over there. It's China. I don't know why I'm laughing. That's what they do. But, yeah, like, the stock market's way up or way down because of stuff, especially, like, travel and things. Like, but, yeah, I mean, the flu is way more dangerous. Like, the flu kills way more people in America than the coronavirus. You get a flu shot?
No.
No. So, I mean, if you don't care about that, why'd you care about coronavirus? But at the same time, public outcry is still there regardless of whether it's real or, you know, whatever. I mean, it's like
shit.
I got my teeth cleaned last night. My mom, because she's a dental hygienist, and she told me that their supplier just told her that they're only allowed to get 40 masks a month now because, or 40 boxes of masks a month, like the surgical masks, because there's a shortage because of coronavirus.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, I don't know what we're going to do. And like, if it affected like small town dentists in Wichita.
My mom's scrubs at the hospital had to be thrown away because they came from a factory in China.
Right, so, like, it is affecting some things. Like, do we care?
I don't give a shit.
I don't either. Don't you feel like we should?
I mean, I should, because I
like
work
Like, we should, right?
I work at a place that gets
Oh, all of your stuff is
and all
made by
China.
Sick Chinese people.
Yeah. But it's I don't think it's as prevalent as people are making it out to be.
I don't know, man. But why would Why would they get rid? Why would they delay shipments then?
I don't know why. Who's benefiting from the scare? You know what I mean?
You think someone's masterminding
Somebody,
it?
Somebody, absolutely. I don't know if it's China.
Oh, man.
Or like what?
You think you want to put on a conspiracy hat and be like, maybe it's ready? Maybe it's for the election. Like, maybe Trump will do something, and it'll, like, squash the coronavirus, and he'll be a hero and get reelected because of it.
I don't know. I heard Germany already cracked the fucking thing.
I mean, if anyone's going to do it, it's probably the Germans.
They got good scientists.
All they do over
there
is...
They built good roads.
All they do is engineer. You know, that's literally all they do. They probably built a Volkswagen that did it, you know?
Yeah, maybe.
That's weird.
I thought it was China, because China was getting a whole lot of heat. About those Hong Kong protests.
China,
and then,
oh, you think they used it to distract it? No one talks about Hong Kong anymore. No one talks about Hong Kong.
And that was a kind of a big deal.
I'm not even sure Hong Kong is still there.
It might not be. I was surprised the coronavirus didn't break out in Hong Kong. Only reason why it didn't is because it would have drawn more eyes to it.
Why is it called the coronavirus?
Dude, because it comes from corona.
But it doesn't. It comes from, like, Yipong or something.
Oh,
I mean, who
I
names
saw
these
something.
Things?
Coronavirus.
Why is it named after a cerveza?
I think it was named like, it has a relation to carnivorous. I don't know why. I saw something about that.
Why don't they just call it like something scary?
It doesn't make any
like
sense.
Eats flesh virus. Yeah, you know, sure. Like what does it do? Make you cough and die? Why don't they call it the cough and die virus?
The doom.
Yeah.
I got the doom.
I mean, like, if we're living in a post-apocalyptic world, okay?
Zombie virus.
Like, if we're in a zombie-affected, like, we're in it already, okay? We'd be like, we got wiped out by the Red Death or something. Like, I don't feel like it's cool to just be like, we were wiped out by the coronavirus.
And they know that. This won't be a wipeout of
so
it.
So that's why it's,
because
so we know for certain.
Name it the
so if they come out with a virus that sounds badass, we
then
should be worried.
Yeah, that would be my guess.
We cracked
everything code. Movies talked about, taught me. It's definitely the scarier names.
Like, it would really ruin those scary movies if it came out and it was like, it was the teddy bear vagina virus.
Yeah.
And you'd be like, oh, they wiped out half of humanity.
The coronavirus.
It's not good.
Like, I get China doesn't speak English.
He got the Sam Adams.
They know about corona.
Yes, they're drinking Corona over there. Hey, pass me that Corona. Not the virus.
Stupid.
All right,
I bet you that's a constant dad joke over there. He's like, I got the coronavirus.
I told Chris to tell her dad that he has the coronavirus because his favorite drink is Corona. Uh-huh. So he gets the coronavirus there every Saturday, you know?
There you go.
That's a funny joke.
Mm-hmm.
It's a good one. Let's talk about something really important, man. Remember how weeks prior I said the biggest problem with the James Bond movie Spectre was that it was too long? And now they just announced that No Time to Die is the longest James Bond film ever, which runs at 2 hours and 43 minutes.
What?
It's almost the length of Endgame.
Why?
Why, dude?
Dude!
It's too long.
3 hours?
It's too long.
Fuck that. We've been rewatching the James Bond. We've got to Skyfall. We've watched Skyfall.
Quantum of Solace wasn't as bad, was it?
It was still pretty bad.
But it's not as bad as you thought.
It's still pretty bad.
Did you watch them back to back?
We watched Casino Royale and that back to back.
And you still said it was bad. Come on, man. When Mathis is dead and he just throws him in the trash,
it's fucking boring.
The villain
boring
sucks.
Up and, yeah,
I don't like the villain.
Is just,
but the opera scene's great, man. The naked oil girl is sexy.
There was, I'll admit to you this, there was a lot more that happened in that movie that I didn't think was in that movie. Like,
right.
I remembered them,
right.
But I didn't know that it was in Quantum of Solace, like the opera scene.
Yeah.
I didn't know
that
was
cool
in that
scene,
movie.
That's a cool scene, man.
That was a good scene.
It's literally just okay.
Fucking
it is just
Impossible
okay.
Definitely stole that shit.
But I think if you watch that movie without Casino Royale, it goes from okay to bad.
Skyfall's still my favorite.
Oh, Skyfall's a masterpiece, honestly. It's really good. It's
I
like,
rewatched it. It wasn't as great as I remember it, but it's still gorgeous.
I think, to me, Skyfall is like The Dark Knight, where it exists outside of James Bond,
agreed.
And it's just a good movie.
It's
like,
really
you can have, like The Dark Knight Rises, that's a good Batman movie.
Yeah.
It's a good movie, you know, but it's still a Batman movie. Mm-hmm. And Casino Royale, good movie. James Bond movie. Skyfall exists outside of the franchise as being like, you could just show this to someone who has no knowledge of what Batman is, and they'd love The Dark Knight.
Yeah.
You could show someone who has no knowledge of James Bond, and Skyfall would be great.
Mm-hmm.
Then you could show them Spectre, and they'd be like, this is the same guy? This is the same guy that did
this? Is the same director that did all this? What?
Like, I was the same way, basically. I think Spectre is good. It's too long. I think someone needed to look at Sam Mendes and say, cut this out! Too long!
I'll rewatch it this weekend, and I'll let you know.
It's too much! It's too long, and now I'm worried, because this was going to be 2.5 hours long.
I'm more on the Bond hype train now that I rewatched him.
Yeah,
I am.
Dude, Daniel Craig, he's a great Bond, dude.
He is.
It's been
especially Spectre.
It's been 10 years since Spectre came out, by the way.
10 years?
I think so, yeah.
No, it hasn't.
Hey, Google, when did the movie Spectre release?
No.
In the United States of America, Spectre was released on November 6th, 2015.
2015. Okay, it's been 5 years.
5 years.
That's still a long time for a movie.
Dude.
Think how many Marvel movies we've got in that time,
not
dude.
I was in high school when fucking Spectre came out.
Might have been.
Hey, Google. When did Skyfall come out?
Maybe I'm thinking of Skyfall.
In the United States of America, Skyfall was released on November 9th,
2012.
2012. Would you like to hear more?
So, no!
3 fucking years in between that.
Yeah, well, and then
now it's 5.
That's a long time, man! Daniel Craig has aged 8 years since he was already old in Skyfall.
He hadn't aged
shit. By the way, how old is Judi Dench now?
She did.
Like, I wouldn't watch. I've watched a bad Netflix the James Bond with Pierce Brosnan on Netflix. The one with Halle Berry and the Ice Palace.
Yeah.
And Judi Dench is in that.
Well, yeah, she was M in the original.
She's in all of them. Like, all the way back to the beginning of GoldenEye.
Yeah,
she's been in there.
She's dead now.
She's 750 years old, dude. Those
not
English people
not in real life,
don't
in the movies.
Die.
Hey, Google. How old is Judi Dench?
85!
It's not that bad.
Those British people, they live forever.
My grandpa's that old.
Mick Jagger's gonna outlive Miley Cyrus.
Is he British?
Mick Jagger? Yes! That was also a Get Him to the Greek quote, by the way.
Mick Jagger? Who the fuck's Mick Jagger? That's Rolling Stones.
The lead singer of the Rolling
okay.
Stones, yeah.
I was thinking of fucking Aerosmith.
No, that's Steven Tyler.
Yeah,
and his skin might live longer than he will. Like, I feel like it's just going to slough off. Yeah. Yeah. It's going to look like Zoidberg without his shell. Mm. That's what I feel like Steven Tyler's going to be.
Sounds about right.
Yeah, it's Pierce Brosnan's had 2 years between each.
It's fucking 3 hours long.
Agreed, basement. Space Why? Amount makes it better. It's too long, man.
Why? I don't get how this movie's going to be good. Like, the only connection that this movie has to any of the other Daniel Craig
It's just going
to
end it. I think that's why.
Spectre.
I think it's going to end it.
That's the only one that has connection.
I like Lea Seydoux. I like Rami Malek. I like Daniel Craig's Bond. I like the nerdy Q they got.
Moneypenny's back,
I like Moneypenny. I like the assistant to M, you know, the prim and proper British man. I don't remember his name, but he's...
Voldemort.
I like him, too, but I'm talking about his, like, the assistant.
Mm.
You know who I'm talking about.
Mm-mm.
He's in all the movies.
Mm-mm.
He's the assistant man. He has a name, but I don't remember it.
I have no idea.
He's the British guy.
All of them are British.
It's a fair point. I also like the American guy, the one who's not, the black guy,
yeah,
Felix.
Yeah.
I like everyone in Jerry? These movies.
Now, what's his name?
Felix.
Jeremy. Jeremy something.
His name is Felix.
No, I know the actor's name.
Oh, the actor. His
Jeremy
name is
something. Jeremy F.
Let's go for that. Jeff Bridges. His name is. But anyway, I love it. It's gonna be great. I like
Jeremy
the cast.
Wright.
That sounds right.
Yeah,
it's
that's
definitely
right.
Jeffrey Wright.
Jeff? No,
it's Jeffrey Wright. 100%. It's Jeffrey Wright. Yeah. Have you watched Westworld? By the way,
I watched the first season.
You got to get on the Westworld train.
Yeah.
Have you seen the third trailer, dude? It looks so good. Mm-hmm. Don't me. No, it's not Jeremy Renner. He's white. You think Lea Seydoux is going to die in the first 45 minutes? To be totally honest with you, based off this runtime, I bet we don't even see her in the first 45 minutes.
That's a good guess.
Dude, Westworld is the best show on television right now, and I feel like everyone's sleeping on it because their brains are too wee to understand the plots. They're too wee.
We are the knights that say we.
No, that's knee.
No, I
okay, but it's we.
It was a good
Your brain reference. Too wee. Okay? It's so good. And the third season trailer came out, and it looks even better. Aaron Paul's in it, dude.
Yeah, that's where you get me off.
You don't like Aaron Paul?
No.
He's a great actor,
magnets,
dude.
Magnets, bitch.
He's a great actor.
You want me to like magnets, bitch guy?
Yeah, I like him. He's a good guy in real life, and he's a good actor.
Do you know him personally?
I do.
Really?
We hung out.
When?
He watches my stream.
Does he?
He sent me this stream deck.
I'm sure he did.
He did.
Okay.
You can believe it if you want. Don't believe it. I don't care. It doesn't change my life.
Can we start that rumor that you're super
It's not a rumor.
I think.
Menace will confirm.
I think you're already
started. Menace, don't we chat all the time with Aaron Paul in my chat? He'll say the truth.
Is it another person named Aaron Paul?
No, it's the Aaron Paul El Camino.
It's definitely not.
It is, dude. Him and his wife both come into my chat all the time.
1000% not.
All right, man.
That's a good plan.
Basement, send me dates. I'd love to come to your show. You got to DM me on Discord your dates, and then you probably got to remind me like 2 days before. I'm very bad, but I'd love to see you. I'd love to see your show. See you all the time. See? Menace says all the time.
You're not going to convince me into this.
No. Why would Menace lie?
Because it's an inside get. All y'all live in your own sphere. I'm outside of it, and you point fingers at me and laugh. That's what it is.
That ain't what's happening.
That is absolutely
Why would we point fingers at you and laugh?
Because y'all enjoy
I'm going to be honest with you, and I don't mean this to be hurtful. In order for us to point fingers and laugh at you, we would have to discuss you.
Yeah, whatever. Then see, that's fine. That's fine. You don't know Aaron Paul.
Okay, man. Again, it doesn't really matter to me one way or the other if you care, if you know.
Well, you don't have any more articles?
I see more. No, my back hurts. I want to end real quick. No, because
real
this
quick.
One right here I want to talk about.
What's
I want to rage.
One?
I don't want to talk about it. It'll get me started. I'm closing it. It's gone. Okay. You want to talk about this? This is, I think, very quiet, but this is Shaq talking at Kobe's memorial. I don't know if you heard this.
I did not.
I said, Kobe, there's no I in team. And Kobe said, I know, but there's an in me in that motherfucker.
Dead. Kobe a legend. There's no I in team, I know, but there's an M-E in it.
That's true.
There is.
He's not the first person to say that.
Yeah, but it's funny because it's Kobe Bryant. You know, like he just had that ready, you know.
That's probably because he's heard it his entire life because he's been a selfish asshole with the ball every single time he's ever played basketball.
All right, well, I'm really glad we kept doing the show.
Also,
I played Overwatch today with a guy whose username was Kobe _ dead.
That's factual. I saw Michael Jordan's where he was like, now I'm gonna have to live with.
Yeah, he's got. He may. Yeah, this is the first time I've seen Michael Jordan have human emotions
since the first crying meme.
Dude, that Michael Jordan is a notorious ass. He's the opposite of Aaron Paul.
I can't say I wouldn't agree with that. Like, I get that.
Yeah.
I don't know anything of what you're referring to.
Every articles and all the accounts I've heard is that he is self-obsessed. He thinks he's the greatest in the room. And even though he is...
That makes sense.
He doesn't need to rub it in all the time.
So did Kobe.
Yeah,
Kobe felt that exact same way.
What do we think of this? Oh, God.
What do you got there?
Oh, it's just my wife.
Oh, we watched this a couple weeks ago. The Saw movie. What did we think?
I'll watch it.
You know what we actually, you know what, it's worth watching it again. You know what we actually had the biggest discussion about, Basement? What this meant.
Well, at last.
Well, at last.
Nothing happier than the wife of a new detective.
Emma's right cool, here. Man. She's different. You right know here. My wife.
We don't understand.
You give a woman 600 Tuesdays. It ain't worth 3 Saturday nights.
How much? We still, I don't think, know exactly what that means.
I don't know what that
You
means.
Give a woman 600 Tuesdays and it still ain't worth 1 Saturday night?
Oh, yeah.
What's that mean?
Mm-mm.
I don't know what that means.
A lot of my Saturday nights are the same as my Tuesday nights.
I think most people's they are that way. Also, why would you later. Give up 600 Tuesdays? That's a lot of Tuesdays. You get, what, 50 Tuesdays a year? So that's 12 years of Tuesdays for one Saturday? That seems like a waste. You know, at least one of those Tuesdays you're getting laid. And that's probably better odds than that one Saturday.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely better odds.
Yeah.
For sure.
So, to be honest with you, Basement, we watched that. I don't like scary movies. I think Colby was hyped for it, but we really had the most discussion about whatever that meant.
Yeah.
Because we couldn't figure it out. And we didn't know it was because we're, like, too white to understand it, or if you have to be a cop, or you have to be Chris Rocks in particular to understand what it means, but we didn't know what it meant. So,
I'm interested in it because I have seen, I believe, all of the Saw movies. There might have been two at the end that I didn't see, but most part, I saw all of them. And so I'm curious as to where they're going to take it in this newish direction.
Tricycle Man, dude. He's going to come out on a tricycle.
All right, the end.
Maleficent?
Can we talk about the Rian Johnson thing off the show?
No!
Why not?
It's not about Rian Johnson.
It said Rian Johnson.
It's about Apple.
Okay, well, I want to talk about it.
We'll talk about it next Thursday.
No, you're not going to remember.
I will. I pull up the same articles with the same
remember.
Source. I will remember.
No, you won't. I don't want to wait a week to figure it out.
Yet you, as soon as you leave here, you'll forget I didn't even talk about it.
Yeah, but now it's bugging me. Like, right now, it's bugging me, like, to my core.
All right, we're getting out of here. We did almost a 2-hour show, man. That's enough. You gonna say goodbye to the people?
No.
I mean, they didn't do this to you. I did it to you.
You did it with their help.
I didn't. What? They didn't help me? Okay, all right. All right, guys. Well, we're gonna get out of here. Thanks so much for watching Basement Break. Thanks for hanging out, man. It was really good to see you. And seriously, if you have shows, please tell me. I actually care. I really do.
What are you saying? I know.
You don't even want to talk to him anymore.
Why?
I don't know why you don't want to talk to him.
I don't want to talk to him because of you.
I thought you said
you're
you don't.
You're putting this on them. This is all you're doing.
It's fine. Either way, I would like to go to one of your shows, yeah. Basement, and have a beer. So just let me know, please. Thank you. Okay? I will. I've met with Chatters before. Get out of here, okay? It doesn't matter. All right. We'll go hang out with Aaron Paul together. And then we're going to send a picture to Colby where all three of us are flipping him off. Yes, Space, but I will send you that tonight, dude. I will. But anyway, we're going to get out of here. I love you. We'll be back next Thursday, right? You know, we're going to talk about Apple, apparently. Bugging Colby to his core. All right? So have a great one. We'll see you all later. Bye-bye, everybody. Bye-bye.